We're 91.7 KXT. Our live sessions are made possible through the support of Jason Writings. My name's Jeannie, and I'm very honored to have Brandi Carlile and the twins Phil and Tim Hanseroth here in studio with us. Now, Brandi and Phil, I understand, are getting over laryngitis, so
quickly,
we will keep the questions to a minimum for you. And we'll go ahead and let you save your voices for tonight, so I won't ask you too many questions, but it's great to have you here. Thank you so much again for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it. We're, you know, we're crushing the laryngitis. It does not stand a chance against us, right, Phil?
No.
All right. Well, would you go ahead and start us off with a song?
Yeah, we were going to sing The Eye for you.
Really breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down to the worn-out place again. Do you know the sound of a closing door? Have you heard that sound somewhere before? Do you wonder if she knows you anymore? Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. Where did you learn to walk? Where did you learn to run away from everything you love? And did you think the bottle would ever ease your pain? Did you think that love's a foolish game? Did you find someone else to take the blame? I wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. I am a sturdy soul, and there ain't no shame in lying down in the bed you made. Can you fight the urge to run for another day? You might make it further if you learn to stay. Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, only if you're standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye.
Wow. Those three-part harmonies go straight for the heart, gotta say. Well, that's The Eye from The Fire Watcher's Daughter here on 91.7 KXT. My name's Jeannie. Got Brandi Carlile and the twins here with me. It's so great to see you tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. Now, you got your big sold-out show coming up at the House of Blues tonight, and you had to cancel the other night in Tulsa because of your laryngitis, but obviously you're not letting that get in the way.
No, not going to let that get in the way. We have to spend 2 days off, which is usually more than enough time to really recover from, like, show cancel level of not being able to sing. And we played St. Louis the night before, and I just got in bed, and I was like, oh, no. So I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. It happens. It happens very rarely, but when it happens, it's kind of it's the one job where it really hurts to call in sick and you don't want to do it.
No, not at all. And I understand you spent the day recovering out in East Texas out at the lake.
Yeah, Miranda's parents, Bev and Rick Lambert, they hosted us yesterday, had us out fishing and cooked us up some meatloaf and...
You caught some fish?
I caught a couple largemouth bass. I've never caught largemouth bass before, so I was pretty excited about that. And yeah, we were shooting skeet and just kind of hanging out with them and doing the redneck thing. It was really awesome. And I feel a lot better today because of it.
I'm so glad you're here. And I know that you and the twins have been through several major changes between Bear Creek and the Firewatcher's Daughter. I mean, you and Phil got married? Not to each other, but...
Nope. Close. Phil married my sister, my little sister, and then they had a little baby, Josephine's a baby Joe, and then I got married to Catherine, and we had Evangeline, and
I love that name.
Tim got married to Hannah, and they have Wilder. So we've each got one kid, so it's like three kids, siblings, and pushing each other down and stuff.
So do you bring your family on the road with you?
Yeah, they're here. They're all at the aquarium right now.
So whenever... you're mulling over your tour schedules and recording. How does family factor in? It's just part of the package, so to speak?
I think it takes priority, you know, and then the rest follows it really naturally, you know, because if you do what you love first and you keep in mind kind of where your heart is, then the other places that your heart sort of resides come together to meet it. And that's how music and recording and touring have sort of surrounded our family and made it work. And we're lucky that we've got kids that will tolerate the road because it's unusual.
And that's where another song of yours kind of comes into play. Wherever's your heart, that seems to speak a lot to family and unity. And I love the way that your chemistry on stage, those of you who've never seen Brandi Carlile and the Twins live, you're in for a treat tonight. So, and there's another project I wanted to ask you about, your Fight the Fear campaign.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Fight the Fear campaign, it came about a while ago in Seattle as a response to a string of violent crime, but one in particular that really took my breath away. And it was two women were attacked in their home, and one lived and one died, and it was a really horrible story. And I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And after a couple weeks went by, I reached out to the surviving victim, and I said, listen, let's go have dinner and whenever you're ready. And I don't know if this is a reasonable request or not, but if there's anything that might help you on the healing process and that we can do for you, let us know. And she thought about it for a couple weeks and called me back and said, I'd like to teach young women and girls self-defense. And so we got some self-defense instructors and a curriculum together, and we've taken it on the road. And in some of these towns on this tour, we're providing a free self-defense course for women and young girls, or in some instances, even boys. So if you could go to lookingatfoundation.org, you'll see the Fight the Fear campaign and check it out. See if there's one in your town.
I think that's great. And thank you so much for fighting the good fight.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in today.
Pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you save your voice for tonight. I know you're still recovering. So,
all right.
Brandi, Phil, and Tim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. You guys are so cool to us. Thank you.
You're very good to us. So we appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. All right. Brandi Carlile here in the KXT studio. Once again, you can see her and the twins tonight working their magic at the House of Blues. We've got their big sold-out show coming up. Our KXT live sessions are made possible through the support of Jason Writings. I'm Jeannie Mascoro. We're 91.7 KXT.